Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Friday, my friends. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive Time. That's from 4 p.m. Tuesdays to Fridays. Anyway, on with the podcast. And we begin with the FA Cup, where Frank Lampard's Everton reached the quarterfinals after beating non-league Bournemouth at Goodison Park. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Rondon has his second, and Everton have finally seen off the challenge of Boreham Wood. Rondon with a far post header. Ashby Hammond beat the ball out, but it had gone over the line, and Frank Lampard showing little emotion, but his team are into the quarterfinals, 2-0.
You know, I'm here not that long, and I have to understand that the players need to hear a message, not just to me to shout at them about how they're slow they're playing. So I tried to make a clear message, made a change to get Richarlison, get another player behind their midfield line, give them more problems than we were getting. Players reacted really well to that, which I'm pleased with. So we saw, you know, some of the not so good things in a game where you go and get a comfortable result in the end. Sometimes it's good to flush those out, and I see some things, so I've got no problem with how the game went.
Both sets of players are gathering with the match officials around the centre circle, and there is a huge banner in the Ukrainian colours saying, "Imagine all the people sharing all the world." And that is the sentiment which I think we can all share at the moment.
And the draw took place for the quarterfinals before the game. Here's the reaction.
Number two, that is Crystal Palace.
Well, let's head over to Goodison Park now. Ian Abrahams is with Andrew Townsend.
Yes.
Yeah, quarterfinals, team called Crystal Palace. I don't know if you know anything about Crystal Palace.
Never heard of them. Where are they from?
From South East London. No, seriously, your old team.
No, I mean, listen, it's a great occasion. Two Premier League sides going at it to get to Wembley, and they'll be licking their lips at the tie. We'll be licking our lips at getting them. So it'll be a tough game as it was earlier on the season when we played it.
Would I take the FA Cup and go down? Not in a million years.
No.
Not in a million years. We have to stay in our Premier League, especially when we've spent over £600 million in the last 5 years.
Can you stay in the Premier League?
Do you know what I think it comes down to, Jamie? We've got three games in hand on Brentford, and I've said it for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Those three games in hand are away at Burnley, and we've got two home games against Newcastle and Leicester. If we don't get 4 or 5 points out of that and finish above Brentford, we're gone.
I'm listening to some of these negative Everton fans, and I can't believe they've actually been there. It was obvious what was going to happen tonight. We're playing a National League side with nothing to lose. They're playing on adrenaline. We've made quite a few changes. We were professional throughout today. We're never looking like scoring.
On now to the Bournemouth manager, Luke Garrard.
We're not foolish. We knew we had to stem them. I felt our first half performance was really productive, shut the gaps, nice and compact. Then they got their kicks into gear. They were bright. Richarlison come on at half-time. And I said to the boys, that's credit to you because he's made an early sub. But their quality outshone us on the evening. It was just a shame that we didn't have a moment because the fans were colossal this evening.
Frank sent you a text beforehand. You had a little bit of an embrace on the touchline afterwards. What did he say to you?
No, I just said, well done, brilliant. And then some of their players said, well done, really. Like Seamus Coleman was brilliant. Said how well we done. So now he's just a class individual. Absolute class. The way he conducts himself on the pitch, the way he goes about his information to the players, there's no frustration in him. That's just things that I need to obviously improve on. But he's at this club for a reason, a calibre of individual in terms of the way he works. And I think he's been immense throughout this whole period.
He'd be very proud of this team. I mean, it's a great effort,
great effort to come to Goodison Park and to put up that sort of showing, I think is testimony to the coaching job Gerrard has done.
On now to the Sports Bar with Jason Cundy and Jamie O'Hara.
If you are just joining us and you haven't seen an FA Cup quarter-final draw, Middlesbrough will play Chelsea, Southampton will play Man City, Crystal Palace will play Everton, and Nottingham Forest and Huddersfield Town will play Liverpool.
And Spurs, they've left it off this list. Why have you done that? So look, give me who have Spurs
just
got.
Just stop digging me out over Spurs.
Hold on.
We can still get top four.
Jay, you had Middlesbrough the other night, right? You must have beaten Middlesbrough.
Listen.
A championship club. Jay.
I'm just going to remind you. Your club is up for sale. You're going to be in League One before you know it.
The Kings of Europe.
You're gone. Done.
Kings of Europe up for sale.
The 19 years of success.
Kings of Europe up for sale.
Spending all this money.
Super Cup winners up for sale.
It's over.
Still in the Champions League up for sale.
Yep.
He can't move.
Now, following the news of Roman Abramovich's decision to sell Chelsea, TalkSport's Danny Murphy said the new Chelsea owner will have a hard act to follow. Here's chief sports correspondent for The Times, Matt Lawton, to explain a little bit more on the current situation at the Bridge.
We've always argued for continuity. We've always argued for giving managers time, and that's the sort of blueprint for success. He tore up that blueprint. He kept changing his manager and he kept winning. He nearly won the European Cup with Avram Grant. You know, he was only a penalty kick away from doing that.
Of course.
He won it with Roberto Di Matteo. And he's kept changing managers, and he's made some very good managerial appointments. Of course he has. Tuchel being a perfect example. Brings him in, wins the European Cup at the end of the season. He was a game changer. He changed the landscape. He upped the ante. He took spending levels to a completely new level.
Big news if you're a Chelsea fan this evening. Owner, Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich, has confirmed he's decided to sell the club.
It was a wow moment last night when the statement actually dropped, because it was the fact that we've all been writing and we've all known for all this time that there's this £1.5 billion loan that is owed to him. And he's written it off. That's the most staggering part of the story, is that whoever buys it hasn't got to clear that debt.
I think what's most important is the intention of the new owner. So whoever's going to buy the club's going to be wealthy. We know that. But what structure are they going to put in place? You know, what amount of that wealth are they going to use to try and make the team competitive? Or is it more of a business model? You know, you look at the various ownership models in the Premier League already. The one thing you know you've got to do now at the top end is spend. And also, it's not just spending, it's how you spend and who you put in the pivotal positions of CEO or head of recruitment, all these different things. Because one thing you can say about Chelsea's, although they change managers a lot, the one thing that they have done is continually win.
You know, if he is sanctioned, I believe there will be a way for Chelsea to move forward, but it might mean a bit of a summer transfer window that's a bit akin to a transfer ban. Or, you know, it might be that any outgoings need to be balanced with, like, incomings need to be balanced with outgoings, that kind of thing. So, you know, there's a way of operating, I think, for Chelsea going forward, you know, even in the worst case scenario, but it would mean a bit of a sort of limbo state and maybe a lack of investment for a short period.
Now, the Times have reported that former Everton boss Carlo Ancelotti has emerged as a surprise contender to become the next Manchester United manager. However, the former Liverpool midfielder Danny Murphy believes the Italian is not the right fit at Old Trafford because he's too short. Oh, sorry, my mistake. Because it's too short term. Yeah, apologies.
I've got the utmost respect for him. The job he's done over the years, supposed to be a terrific fella. He's not stayed in any job longer than two seasons, apart from AC Milan, the club he loved, obviously. That was many years ago where he stayed there for eight. But Chelsea, a couple of seasons, PSG, a couple, Madrid, a couple, Munich, a year, Everton, what was that, 18 months, something like that, maybe, less. And now at Madrid, I think United have to look at something more stable, more long-term. And I also think his managerial style is one where he's gone into many clubs that have already got success, got superstars, players top of the game, and just keeping that going. There was talk at Chelsea, I remember speaking to a couple of people who worked under him, spoke very highly of him, but basically said his management style was let the players kind of look after themselves.
Now, Jesse March spoke to the media for the first time since being unveiled as the new Leeds United boss. In a revealing press conference, he highlighted the one thing he wants to change straight away.
The adjustment of tactics is number one.
And so making it clear to what our playing style is going to be moving forward and communicating that and then implementing it on the pitch every day, even so when not every player has been available. But like I said, the video, we've had video sessions every day, and the attention span, the concentration, you can see there's excitement about the opportunity to try some new things. And then the investment in the people. If you talk about me as a manager, that's, I think, what I care about the most. I love tactics and I love football, but I really love working with young men and helping them understand how to continue to improve and be the best version of themselves. So I've had a lot of individual conversations, I've had a lot of conversations in front of the group. And yeah, I think they're getting to understand me more and more every day.
Hey, how you doing? This is Ted Lasso. I'm the new head coach of the Tottenham Hotspurs, and I'd like to talk to the Queen, please.
I think there's probably a stigma. I'm not sure Ted Lasso helped. I haven't watched the show, but I get it. I get it. Like, people hate hearing the word soccer. They hate hearing... I mean, I've used the word football since I was a football, professional football player. I think more and more in the States, we're adapting to what the game here is in England and our connection with what this league is and what the culture of the sport is in this country. I can understand that they don't think that we have the experiences that can be created here in Europe. Frankly, they're right.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And Leeds take on Leicester, live and exclusive on TalkSport from 11 a.m, which starts our game day coverage for the weekend. On to Brighton boss, Graham Harry Potter, ahead of the clash with Newcastle on Saturday over on TalkSport 2. He spoke about their recent dip in form, which has seen the Seagulls lose their last three matches.
In the last three games, well, like I said, at half-time against Manchester United, I thought we were okay, probably created the best chance of the game, probably the better team, and then we make a mistake, we concede a goal, off the kick-off, we get a man sent off, and the game goes pretty much that way from us. So then it was difficult to play with 10 men in that type of environment, and then against Burnley, I thought it was a combination of the opponent did well, adapted well to the conditions, adapted well to the day, we didn't play well, probably attacked too fast, didn't build up as well as we could, lost a bit of stability in that. So a combination of those things mean that it was a team performance that wasn't like we're used to. And against Aston Villa, like I said, it was I thought up until their goal, which came a bit out of the blue, really. We had two really good attacks, but then again, you're down in the game and you've got to try and find a solution against a well-organised defensive side with attacking players on the transition like Coutinho that they signed from Barcelona that are talented. So, yeah, these are the challenges you face in this league. Like I said before, it's the Premier League. If anybody thinks it's going to be easy, then they can maybe come and sit here. They'll do better.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. A reminder that straight after us on TalkSport 2, it's Sheffield United against Nottingham Forest in the Championship. There will, of course, be another Why Are You Shouting? I don't know, but maybe it's the end and I feel shouty. But anyway, there will, of course, whisper it. Okay. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.